This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Uttarakhand, a devastating flash flood triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Khir Ganga River caused large-scale destruction in the Dharali village in Uttarkashi district today. Talking to media, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said, people are been relocated to safer places on a priority basis and the situation has been continuously monitored. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary Disaster Management in the state, Vinod Kumar said, the administration remains fully alert and is providing all possible assistance to the affected citizens.
काफी बड़ी घटना घटी है और काफी नुकसान उसकी वजह से हुआ है. कई मकान और होटल पूरी तरह से ध्वस्त हो गए हैं. कई को बहुत गंभीर क्षति पहुंची है. कुछ लोगों के मृत्यु की भी सूचना है. राहत बचाव दल, स्थानीय लोग, सेना के लोग लगातार काम कर रहे हैं. NDRF, SDRF, पुलिस, स्थानीय प्रशासन, DMS घटनास्थल के लिए जा रहे हैं. युद्ध स्तर पर मौके पर राहत बचाव का कार्य किया जा रहा है. केंद्र सरकार से हम लोगों ने एयर रेस्क्यू के लिए चिनूक हेलीकॉप्टर और MI-17 हेलीकॉप्टर मांगा है. मौसम खराब होने के कारण थोड़ी सी दिक्कत हो रही है, लेकिन हम लोगों ने यह कहा है कि जहां तक संभव हो वहां तक भेजते हैं. वो भेजने की कार्रवाई की जा रही है.
In view of the disaster, the Uttarkashi District Administration has issued helpline numbers 01374-222126, 01374-222722 and 94565565631. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Uttarakhand Chief Minister regarding the flash flood incident in Dharali and took stock of the situation. Home Minister Amit Shah also spoke with Mr. Dhami on the situation. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, three nearby Indo-Tibetan border police teams and four National Disaster Response Force teams have been dispatched to the site and the teams will engage in rescue operations. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Uttarakhand and western Uttar Pradesh today. Speaking to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Janamani said, red alert has been issued in these states. He also said that heavy rainfall is also expected in parts of Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. India and the Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. In a joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said they also adopted the plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
आज मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग, क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की. ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि आज हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है. इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है.
Addressing the media in New Delhi about meeting between the two leaders, Secretary East and External Affairs Ministry Piraya Sami Kumaran said India and the Philippines concluded and exchanged 14 MOUs across various sectors. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were stalled following uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including demand for discussion on special intensive revision SIR exercise of electoral roll conducted in Bihar. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed an adjournment before finally being adjourned for the day. Amid din, Lok Sabha passed the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in the assembly constituencies of the state of Goa Bill 2024. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha also. Amid din, the upper house adopted the statutory resolution regarding the extension of president's rule in Manipur for a further period of 6 months with effect from the 13th of this month with a voice vote. In tennis, three-time champion Novak Djokovic has withdrawn from the Cincinnati Open. The Serbian, who has not competed since his semi-final run at Wimbledon, pulled out citing a non-medical reason. The world number 6 is next scheduled to play at the US Open, where main draw action begins on the 24th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.